Hey, what are you doing here? Shh, my parents are asleep. Don't knock anything over. How are you even outside? Let me open that. Right, get in here. Grab my hand. Gently now. Let me just. Why am I up so late? Well, I should be asking you that question. I'm up because I'm working on my videos for tomorrow. Why are you up and away from home? Your parents are Oh no, not again. What did they have to argue about now? And in the middle of the night? Well, I can't say I blame you for coming over, but you're moving out soon. Then you won't be able to hear your bickering parents ever again. Oh, really? How many times did your dad use the word? Oh, you lost count? Christ. Sounds like the end of the line, anyhow. Right before our last college year, too. Look. No offense, but I can't imagine how or why they stayed together for so long. I'm practically agreeing with you. I'd be just as sick of the arguing. Hey, come here. Give me a hug. Please don't cry. Please, please, please. Don't. Shh. Gonna be okay. I'm right here. I'll always be here. It's gonna be okay. What's to be sorry for? Oh, don't be silly. You're always welcome to sleep here with me. Especially since we're gonna move in together soon. If it helps you, I'll always let you stay. Come here. Do you want to talk some more? Yeah, I know. You're tired. We don't have to talk about it anymore. You must have had a long day. But hold on for me. Please. It's almost over. Come on. Let's get tucked in. Be there in a few. There's still something I gotta finish. Want me to turn on some music? Would that help you sleep? Okay, alright. Let's see, alright. How's that? Too soft? Too loud? Just right? Okay. Well, if you need anything, just say so. Yeah, I'm joining you. I always do. Just give me 5 minutes. Okay, make this quick. The poor thing. Alright, we're almost there. We're almost out of the woods. Edit this part here, and... Done. Finally. Finally done. Well, off to bed I go. Just gotta take off this stupid shirt. Oh, fast asleep already. Who could have guessed? Much better, isn't it? Much more quiet now. Just listen to the sound of the violins. Let them take you away to that new apartment of ours. Our last year is coming up, and we'll never have to deal with this again. Oh, if only we could live happily ever after. You don't have any idea how much I do love you. How much it actually hurts to see you so upset every time you come here. And every time you have to go home. You are so lively every time you're out of the house and away from this town. I want that liveliness back. I want to see you smile all the time. I know you can. And I know you will once we move in. Oh, Tyler, what's wrong with you, man? You're being too impatient. Here I am again being too impatient. It's not good for either of you. How are they supposed to be comfortable with you when you're shoving constant reassurance in their face? It'll only make them back away. Don't do that. They need you. I won't make them feel awkward with this move-in. I won't do it. After you move in, that's when you tell them. Okay, Tyler, that's when you tell them. You're gonna tell them, that's right. That's when you make your move. I should stop being such a coward. But what if they do share the same feelings? It'll be a million times awkward as roommates then. But then someone else will take her if I don't say anything. I can't say that I'm just her best friend and that's it. I mean, I could do that. But what good would that do? Christ, I'm such a mess. If only I have enough courage to tell you exactly how I feel when you're awake. But, you being asleep isn't so bad. I like it when you sleep, for you are so beautiful yet so unaware of it. But I'm just too busy talking to myself. I guess it's best to just get some rest. Maybe I can surprise her with breakfast tomorrow. Some OJ and some bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and you put it on a pancake. That would be nice. Yeah, I suppose I could do that. You want hash browns with that? Yeah, totally, we can add hash browns. But I actually don't have any potatoes, so I guess I'll have to go to the market. You were awake the entire time, weren't you? Oh, so then you heard me talk about... Okay. How do I put this? I tend to talk to myself a lot. And I guess I was just thinking out loud there. That's embarrassing. To hear your best friend ramble all those things. Yes, I mean it. Like I said... I'll be right here. If you need anything, I'm right here. I'll always be here. You want to tell me something? Tell me what? About the move-in? Is something wrong? You're looking forward to it? You love me too? Wow. Thanks, I wish that, we could, sleep like this more often. We are going to live with each other after all. And no more of your problems. No more of your parents fighting with each other. It's just you and me. Versus the world. No, we're not really running away from your problems. Whatever arguments your parents have with each other... That's on them. It's not your burden to carry. Okay, you're your own person. The problems of others, especially when it's on each other, do not have to reflect on you. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Don't let others like that drag you down. Promise me that, okay? Okay. I'll see you in the morning.